Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, this is a very special, I guess, based reaction, because what did you all think of Superman?
Into the cinema as a hater,
yeah,
of James Gunn, but not really.
Yeah.
Basically, my stance on James Gunn is, I was like, the Guardians movies don't really do anything for me.
Sure,
okay.
I don't think they're bad.
Yeah, they just don't hit for you.
Fucking Guardians Volume 3 saved the movies.
Yeah, yeah. That's allowed.
I didn't really care for Guardians 2, I think.
Yeah.
But I quite enjoyed Guardians 1 and 3.
Yeah, I thought they're all pretty fun.
On like a rethink, I'm like, I think some of the Guardians stuff in Guardians 2 is nice.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
He's got a good
emotional core.
Absolutely.
But I guess before we go into spoilers and everything like that, I'm pretty sure I can happily say, without even discussing it with the two of you,
yeah,
it was a good film. We thoroughly enjoyed it. If you're on the fence, go see it in the cinema.
Go watch it.
It's a fun time.
I'll finish my thought there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't love James. So yeah, this will have a full stop. It's not going to launch into the episode.
Okay.
So you're still going to get a spoiler warning, everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I walked into the cinema being like, Guardians, it's fine.
But you kind of didn't expect them out of gun. You were like, what am I going to get really?
And then I left this cinema being like, God damn, that man cooked.
Yes, dude.
Superman's good.
I went into the cinema thinking.
And now we're going to start the episode for real?
Yeah, this is a spoiler zone, okay?
So, whilst there might not be spoilers in the very next sentence Jackson says,
yeah,
spoilers from here on out. Yeah, you haven't seen Superman do what Joel Zammett said just before, just go see it.
Exactly. We'll go to the fucking movies, for God's sake.
And if you're locked up, it'd be lovely.
Yes, dude, buy some popcorn. Yeah.
If you're worried, you say, I don't want to support anymore. Stop. I've given Marvel so much of my money, and David Zaslav's an evil man. An evil, cowardly, spineless man that doesn't know his fucking head from his asshole.
Very rich son of a bastard.
A man of whom, if he died, the internet would find it funny.
The world would only get better if he died. I'll say it.
Exactly. Of natural causes!
Yeah, you know the old joke of like, what do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of a sea? You know, it's like a good tub or whatever. It's like, CEOs!
CEOs
at the bottom of the ocean. 100%. That'd be wonderful.
And if you're worried, you're like, Superman, just like, it's good for a superhero movie, so it's still slop. No, it's better than that. And it actually does brave things.
Yeah.
Which I am honestly shocked.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too, dude. I did not expect it to take the swings that it did. Superman
as a character is political, and this movie is very political, but in a way where people are like, I think it's so political that it's kind of broken people's
Well, what
brains.
I've seen a lot of, so the thing we're referring to is that this movie appears from the outside very anti-Zionist.
Yeah.
There appears to be effectively like a fictional Israel-Palestine happening within the world. I've seen some people say this was written, and I think this is such a funny thing. I've seen people be like, this was written before the Israel-Palestine stuff even happened.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. How far back did Gunn write this?
Before World War II?
What?
And some people saying that it's actually more of a comment on the Ukraine and Russia, but I mean, come on, guys. Unintentionally, at least.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about, I was going to say, art and how it transcends kind of time. A lot of art can say that it transcends time.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, we humans are a very cyclical, race.
Yeah.
So we often will have the same thing. So a nation that is very much more advanced, waging war and trying to like do a land grab, to a nation that is often not as like militarily advanced, is happened many
absolutely
times. And will probably happen many, many times in the future. But it so happens to be the most current one.
Exactly.
I think that this is, I know people have said the Russia Ukraine thing as well, but I think that the fact that they say, they really make a point of the rich military nation being an ally of America.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which Russia is not.
No.
Whoa, sort of debatable.
Traditionally,
but traditionally, no.
Yeah, traditionally, not.
Yeah, I mean,
so if you like. Yeah, but like people are only talking about it from the 20th, like the, October. This started filming in June 2024. Do you reckon he couldn't have changed the script in fucking six months?
Also, like this. Israel
I mean,
Palestine,
it's going from like, since 1917 or something.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so it's a deeply political film, which is awesome for a superhero movie to be.
Which is very funny when people are like, you know, how could you bring politics into superhero films? Or how could you make Superman political? And it's like. The reason why you don't think things are like the reason why you think that things aren't political is because when you watched it, you were a fucking child.
Yeah, of course.
And you had no idea how things like actually worked.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when it comes to like what is either made, what is shown, what gets released, what doesn't, that everything is political. Mm. Like everything is steeped in politics.
Yeah.
And it is just nice where we see something that isn't really a centrist movie.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you get like Marvel, they try to maybe like dip their toe in stuff with the like Sokovian Accords and all that kind of stuff of like, hey, you know, hey, America, you know, overstepping their boundaries and being like, hey, let's attack or have a military operation on like a sovereign nation.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. But that was very much a like, well, no, that was rogue Americans going in and actually they should be under the sanction of the American army. So if we're going to invade, well, they should have the approval of the American army. Let us involved, you know? Come on.
Well, it is very funny that this Superman movie is like infinitely more political than
Captain America
Brave New World.
We got to save the president who's destroying
and he's
America.
A Hulk or whatever. Like, I think it's very funny to me.
It's a hell of a lot more political than a movie that was based around a new land mass appearing and everyone, like all these different nations vying for it.
Mm. Or at least it had a lot more to say politically than that movie did.
God.
But anyway, so yeah, I was kind of going in the movie, like just kind of not knowing what
We didn't just love Superman because he's super woke
now. I don't just love Superman because he's woke, okay? Basic speculation is
I know that you probably think that basic speculation went to the movies and we said, finally a soy beta cuck Superman like us.
Like me,
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly, finally a movie that I can watch while my wife is getting railed by someone else.
My wife's boyfriend bought me a ticket to the movie.
I can't wait
to go home and suck the cum out of my wife and tell her how good Superman was.
It's gonna be so good. I'm gonna sit there with a little iPad watching Superman looking over being like, are you getting railed hard, hon?
Nice.
That's sick.
Good for you, my love. Time to go
and
to the cock
show. And then he's
gonna
take my Switch 2 off me because I've been bad.
When were you bad?
Another time.
No, but I kind of went in not knowing what to expect and sort of, like, not nervous is probably the wrong word, but I was like, this movie is in the ongoing, you know, how long can the superhero connected universe bubble last? I was like, this is kind of like one of those movies that's maybe a little bit make or break. Like, if this movie sucks, that's extremely demoralizing in a way. So I was like, I just don't know what to expect. But it was good. And I want to say this as well. It's not all good.
Oh, yeah.
I think, what makes it great is that it kind of balances itself out in this crazy way. So, like, I love the decision, and a lot of people have a lot of problems with it, but I love it, to make it this kind of, like, we're just dropping you in the middle of a world that's already extremely established.
Mm-hmm.
There's fucking metahuman chaos happening at all times, which is awesome because it's immediately kind of cucked the MCU, which has this real problem of it's full of superheroes, but it never feels like a world full of superheroes.
Correct.
Like, this is a thing that the MCU has been promising for like 1 million years, ever since possibly the end of like Age of Ultron, where they're like, it's superhero madness.
Well, they started doing it in, Whoa, who am I, Jackson?
Damn, dude.
Burping into the microphone, except I was polite and I silenced mine.
Why?
So it just interrupted my sentence.
Slowed the episode down to a crawling.
Exactly, dude. You got to keep it quick.
Yeah.
Let the burps out and keep talking.
Yeah.
You can talk while you burp, hero Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Then you're doing it right.
So phase three, they're just what if...
What if we just team up random superheroes and then like you see what's going on? But then they abandoned that very quickly, and now everyone's just in their own solo movie, and it doesn't feel like anyone knows anyone.
Yeah, but in this,
can't wait for Doomsday.
Woo! Yeah. Well, that's because like the Marvel were like, all right, we'll Iron Man, and he's the first of his kind. There's like no other superheroes, and then they're like, well, we've got to have origin movies with people.
Yeah, of course.
And then it's just like, well, if each movie like has their origin movie, there it is, and then you got a bunch of guys, but then the sequel one, you want to continue the solo, and then it just feels this like disjointed thing. Whereas, because they want to over-explain everything as opposed to just being like, just chucks in.
Yeah.
Just chucks in.
Absolutely. I think a really telling scene for like the kind of vibe of, I mean, you know, presumably this is only the first movie, but the vibe of the DCU.
But it's not the first entry.
No. That is true. I know. Creature Commandos.
Yeah. Rick Flagg. Rick Flagg, dude. Yeah.
And Peacemaker, possibly. But Rick anyway.
Senior?
Yes. Okay. But is the scene where Superman has this very touching conversation, one of the best lines in the movie, is having this conversation with Lois after Crypto the Superdog's been kidnapped or whatever, and he's like, I don't know what to do, and he's really sad, and in the background, the Justice Squad or whatever are just beating the shit out of this CGI imp with a Green Lantern baseball bat, and then you have this lovely touching moment in the forefront that obviously ends with Clark being like, he's a scared dog, I gotta go save him. You're like, that's lovely, that's so, like, character appropriate, and it also goes, this is what this universe is like. It's fucking chaos. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's total mayhem.
Yeah.
I really like that idea of like, you know, when you saw trailers or like leaked photos of Superman like being arrested.
Mm.
And it's very reminiscent of like, oh, classic, you know, Superman get arrested because, you know, it happened in the Snyder one.
Yeah.
And it's like, but the difference being is that this Superman is like, yeah, I'm going to go get arrested because at least I can find my dog.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's not even a good dog.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah. Unlike the two of you, I guess, I did have hopes for this film.
Yeah.
Again, I've never wavered in my faith of Gunn.
Yeah, that's true. What was it, faith in Gunn?
And yeah, I think, you know, he's a very good director, and I really liked like his, or the Suicide Squad. Mm.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that, again, you comparing the two, I guess, because the superhero films set in this kind of like DC characters. I think I liked like the Suicide Squad a little more.
I liked this
partly
more.
Because I think that lent into Gunn's, I guess, repertoire of what he knows a lot more of.
Yeah, yeah.
That said, he did really good with this. And that said, it's like, you know, the people are like, you know, this is going to be quippy, and he's going to do this, and he's going to, like, you know, all the kind of like tropes that he has, you know, lent into in other films.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but he also understands this character and knows this character. And so it was like, yeah, again, I was really, really impressed by it all.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Yeah. Such a good film. And it was like a breath of fresh air.
Oh,
and I'm not a DC guy.
Yeah,
I do not care for a lot of DC heroes. Yeah. I'm a Marvel zombie.
Yeah.
As far as they go. And this is like, yeah,
it was good.
Made me care a lot.
I think it like, it did this thing that, I mean, like a lot of the Snyder fans are really mad about. But
what?
It like, I know, oh, dude, it's awesome.
What?
I know.
The Snyder fans, but they got more DC.
Yeah, you would think that would please their.
And they got Army of the Dead.
Little blackened hearts.
Mm. They got Army of the Dead. Yeah.
They're so good at knowing film.
What I've seen a lot of. So there's a meme I see quite a bit where it's like a guy with his arms crossed, nodding like appreciatively. Mm. And people will use that meme with the new Superman, Superman 2025, for like cool scenes and scenes that like really understood the character. And then I started to see Snyderverse guys co-opting that meme with scenes from Man of Steel and BVS, and I think that's so funny. I saw, because, you know, obviously one of the big complaints people had about Man of Steel is that Pa Kent is a lunatic.
He says,
kill them all, Clark, or whatever.
Kill them all, I'm gonna go fight this tornado. Yeah. Don't you save me.
Don't
this
save
is
me.
A lesson.
And what's the lesson,
Dad?
Shut up, kid.
But then I've seen people...
Dads die. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
I've seen people be like, and we'll explain this in a bit, but they're like, so Clark's biological Krypton parents are allowed to be morally questionable, but his parents from Kansas aren't?
Well, here's the thing,
you dumb cunts, stupid fuckwits.
You go on about your precious little fucking comic books.
It's DC,
Superman.
Yeah.
Superman's a character I know. They do this a lot in the comics. They'll be like, okay, in the movie, they joke about Superman starting a harem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really ever in the comics.
No.
But them being like, hey, go to Earth. Be their king.
Yeah.
Kind of rule over them.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't weird. Like, that happens.
Absolutely.
The Superman movies sort of changed it.
Yeah.
By making them likable.
Yeah.
But in the comic runs, especially around the 80s.
Yeah. So this is John Byrne's run. Byrne?
Yes. Yeah. 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 But Byrne?
John Byrne.
But like, people are so precious about that.
Yeah,
silly little comic books, but they don't fucking read them.
Of course. Like he revamped the origin, and it was like, yeah, so he made, I think it made the, like, Jor-El a bit of a shithead, made him, made him born on in America, so he has birthright citizenship.
That's so funny.
Clark wasn't born until he got out of the pod. Like that was very clear.
How did they do that?
I think it's like the pod is kind of.
I'm imagining something awesome.
Yeah,
the pussy pod.
Yeah, I think the pod is very womb like.
Okay.
So imagine a pussy. Now just remove.
Just remove.
Now put it in space.
Yeah.
A loose pussy.
Wow. But no, I think it was just more of like an artificial womb, as it were.
Yes, okay. So,
for some reason, that was very important that he had to be born in America. So there's none of this alien shit.
Bizarre.
He's not in here. He was born here. Anyway,
fucking Smallville does the same thing. Clark, Jor-El's a piece of shit in that too. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you got to be ruling them or whatever. And basically the same scene happens where Clark goes, hey, my Kansas dad. You know, he's a fucking better guy, I guess.
Exactly. And again, it's this kind of like a very sweet mirroring of like, you know, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, we're showing him, you know, pictures of his video feed of his parents. It soothes him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're showing pictures of his parents. It soothes him. It's like, ah, it's really nice. It's very sweet how they've done that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's very reminiscent of Guardians 2. Once again, I didn't enjoy it when I watched it.
Yeah.
But then again, having a rethink, like the one thing I really did like about it was that, like, you know, hey, he might have been your daddy, but I raised
you.
And it's again, same kind of like that side.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's like, hey, you know, these guys may have, you know, they were your parents.
They're your biological parents, but DNA.
But hey, these guys raised you.
Yeah.
And you didn't get like a lot of Ma and Pa Kent, but what you did get was very
incredible.
Good. I loved, like, Ma Kent just calling like the sweet little nickname of Mush.
Yeah.
And it was very beautiful.
And I loved that.
He was so stoic.
Yeah.
And, as in, Pa Kent was just so stoic. And then eventually, like, he's like, you know, come home, you know, your dad wants. It's just beautiful.
And like the choice, like I loved that Ma and Pa Kent weren't like big name actors either. Mm.
Yeah.
It really just felt like a couple,
unlike that sack of shit Bradley Cooper Jor-El.
That was crazy casting out of sort of nowhere. I didn't know that was.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was a cameo-y sort of thing.
Yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, I loved Ma and Pa Kent. I mean, and like that ending scene where Superman is lying in his healing chair as like the camera pans around him and there's photos of him growing up. That is stupid.
Yeah.
But that's
actual
the right
emotion.
Tone. Like that's the right tone. I think
it soothes him.
This is my Letterboxd review again, but I stand by it, is that this movie is cringe and stupid and heartfelt, but that's what a Superman movie should be.
Yeah.
Superman is cringe.
Yeah.
Superman is stupid.
Yeah. No!
And he's heartfelt. That's Superman. Yeah.
Superman Sigma! He's looks maxing!
He is looks maxing. Yes. That's true. I will agree there.
Yes.
But yeah. I think that's what makes it so right. Superman is gawky and goofy and hokey.
Like, he does the right thing, no matter what that...
Yeah.
Like, you know, he does the right thing.
And, like,
and
even,
I love that interview with, again, it was in the trailers. And, like, what I really was surprised about, how, like, the trailers, that was just basically the start of the film.
Yes, yeah,
and so a lot of it was like, oh, cool, this is new.
Oh, this, oh, cool, yeah, this yeah, is yeah, new. True, true.
But, yeah, it's again, it's that, I love that interview that, like, Lois does with him. And it's just, like, it just boils down to him just being, like, they were dying.
Yeah, people were going to die. I had to do
them.
Something.
That's a good
thing. Yeah, that's a good,
thing.
I did good. And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, but like, what about this? She's like, he's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just
shut
nice.
Up, Lois!
What? I really liked, like, it's so funny as well. So some
do you like
the,
it open with an opening crawl?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was a different, interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to just be like, here's the origin.
Yeah.
And also, here's the origin of the world.
Yes. Yeah.
Metahumans, they've been here for 300 years.
You're like, oh, okay,
I like
sure.
That
Superman's been here for 30.
And
3 minutes ago, but Superman got fucked in the ass.
Damn, Lois.
What?
I will say, like, again, a little tidy criticism maybe is like, hey, maybe put some of the central conflict of this film in this film.
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit. Like, the whole, you know, him and Lois's relationship. It'd be nice to see a little bit more of that as like going to work or whatever. Mm. And maybe just a little bit of this, like,
there's not much
this conflict of the fictional Israel Palestine.
Yeah,
just have
yeah.
a little bit of that. It just to set things up. You
yeah,
know, that would have been nice.
I know what you mean, but I love kind of the way this. Yeah.
There's a lot in this
It's
film.
A very dense it's movie. It's
yeah.
extremely dense film.
Yeah.
Which is good, because we're dense boys.
Yeah. yeah.
extremely.
Finally, a movie for my brain, because it's the same as my brain. Dense.
dense as a lot in there. Tightly packed.
I would have maybe had a little bit more of just to say, I don't need an origin.
Yeah.
I don't need his origin story. I understand his origin story. That's fine.
Yeah,
like a little bit more of like... The sort of the central, I guess the conflict or the central like things that kick all this off.
Mm.
But instead we sort of like, I do like that. It's like, hey, 3 minutes ago, he just got his ass handed to him for the very first time. That was cool, but it would have been nice to be like, why? I mean, you find out why.
I kind of, in a nice weird way, kind of, I sort of, like, I get
like
it.
I like the in medias res, I do.
But I kind of think, I kind of prefer the...
Yeah. It's like, all right, sick, you know, I've been like pushed in.
Yeah.
I'm being thrown in the deep end, swim, motherfucker. I'm paddling. Yeah.
I think Dusha, maybe you in our personal chats, private chat between the
boy,
three
would
of us,
people love to get in
they'd
those.
They'd love to see what we're talking about in there, dude.
But they'll never see.
Not for you.
Not for
you.
It's for us. Our personal chats.
Our personal chats.
What did I say?
You said that it felt like just picking up the most recent Superman arc.
Oh, yeah.
And just reading it from beginning to end.
Yeah, it felt like just picking a random.
That's what I liked about it.
12-issue run of Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
I'll pick up this the kind of, and, but right, I do no, understand I, that yeah. I'm not disagreeing. Like, I can see where that comes from, but I definitely I kind of loved like, all right, cool. No. I'm jumping in
like, again. Yeah, I do.
And then it ends, and I'm like, cool. Like whatever. It could just continue. Or
Superman's
not.
A bitch, according to Supergirl. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
I liked how it started. Mm. I would have maybe liked a little bit more, but then again, it's like, well, no, it is like you just picked up the new run, which is continuing off the back of the old run, which ended with him being the hero and stopping this like war that was like, you know, the big, you know, the big climax.
That's
of
what it
that,
feels like.
That arc.
Yeah.
And then everyone being like, well done, Superman. And then it's like, you know, one, like a new writer's coming and being like, wait a second,
well,
I can have some fun with this. Sure, he did that, and that's really good, but that's got some geopolitical fallout.
Yeah.
So I'm going to write that story.
Absolutely.
And that's, actually, you know what? I've come around.
Yeah.
You've convinced me.
Yeah. Easy. Job well done.
This is not really a criticism, but I thought it would have been funny if this had happened. So, you know, there's the scene where Superman shut the fuck up.
Superman's pants fell down?
Yeah,
would have been
funny. Yeah.
You know the scene?
Well, like if Crypto had like a red rock going on
the whole time.
Yeah.
He's a bad dog.
Like, maybe he started like humping Mr. Terrific's little cameras instead.
Yeah.
So he's got this like red
dog
rock
cock right on the screen.
So good.
I'm laughing at the cinema.
A lot of kids crying.
No, it's funny, kid. Shut up.
You don't even know comedy. One more time, I'm going to laugh so hard that I can't breathe and maybe I piss my pants.
Okay, kids, so get ready for that. Where's your parents? They should be telling me to stop talking to you. I was allowed to see a movie by myself. I shouldn't have done that, dude.
Big mistake.
There's strangers like me around. Do you think they'd be happy if they knew you were talking to a lunatic in the cinema?
I'm not a normal man.
I have problems.
The funniest
thing. But also,
thing
you can't blame me for the dog cock on the screen. I'm not James Gunn.
But thankfully, that is the funniest fucking thing in the world to me.
Right,
seeing
kid?
A dog's cock?
Hilarious. I'm laughing like fucking crazy.
Okay? Sometimes I have to go to hospital.
I'm going to give you related. Unrelated, but it does happen. I'm going to give you my phone, little boy, and I'm going to pre-dial 911, and you just call that. I mean, 000. 911 is for America. Did you get popcorn?
Can I have some?
Can I have it? All?
You've got my phone. It's a fair trade.
Yeah, come on. It's preload with the best games.
You can play the games. Actually, no, stay on 000 because I might need to go to the hospital. It can happen at any time. I'm not talking too loudly.
Don't wreck my save file.
Would have been funny.
Well, so there's the scene at the end where Superman finally confronts Lex. Mm. And there's that great moment where Lex is like so angry at Superman that he's crying.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And I really wanted him to be like, I hate you in that moment, but he didn't. throw it out. It just felt like that's what was coming. I needed him to say, I hate you.
That's one other thing I didn't maybe like. I didn't like Crypto's entrance at that point.
No, Crypto became... started to wear pretty thin.
I really liked like how Alexa just going off at him and getting real shitty. I loved how Superman was being like, I'm human. I wake up. I don't know what I'm going to do. Whatever. I am very human.
Yeah.
And it just felt so undercut by Crypto.
Yes.
Just bawling in and slamming
like,
into
Lex. You kind of wrecked a pretty pivotal moment in the movie. Yeah,
that was like the, he's right behind me, isn't he? Kind of bullshit.
I agree. If they had have had one more Crypto scene in this movie, I would have gone to the vet and requested dogs to get put down.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You can't, okay, so I'm not a director of Hollywood, nor of Hollywood, not of blockbusters. I don't direct Hollywood, but I've heard there's a lot of scum in there.
Hollywood, stop doing sex crimes and make better movies. Stop, no, listen to me. Why are you listening to me?
I've given you $200 million and you filmed on the volume and then sexually assaulted children?
What? That was the two things I said not to do.
Jared Leto, why?
You're not doing a very good job of directing Hollywood, dude.
Hey, man.
It's a tough job.
Yeah.
It is, a lot of insubordination.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially from that pedophile Jared Leto.
So,
bring this around. James Gunn also hates Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's
So it's nice to know that Jared Leto will never appear in a DC franchise.
True.
So that's very comforting.
Very
nice.
And James Gunn appear in a Marvel movie at any moment.
Well, he already has.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Tron Ares is being sent out to die, which was exciting. Got an ad for that before Superman, actually.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they use Crypto the same way too many times.
Yeah.
And I'm not a director of Hollywood, nor am I a script writer of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can't have Crypto just constantly barraging into a scene and doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Because... like, the first time, funny and unexpected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do it again, sure.
Yeah.
Third time, all right, I know what to expect. I think it happens, like, it's either three or four times.
Yeah. It happens a bunch. I think, like, the setup of him eating Mr. Terrific's cameras, I think that was paid off by him then eating the cameras that were helping Lex. Lex was doing. That I thought was, like, that was good. At the very start, where he's like, Crypto, save me. Crypto's like a boisterous little puppy, just slamming him to it.
That was funny. That was good. Funny. Yeah, I was happy with that.
Every other time, I'm like...
Well, yeah, because, like...
And when he like absolutely just like rams Supergirl and she's like,
Supergirl was great.
Good. I like
that scene that made me very excited for the Supergirl TV movie.
Have you read the comic?
No, I never have, but I want to.
I was about to say, like, I've heard again people online being like, why is Supergirl doing this? Why is she drunk? But I'm like, it's based on the, like, the really.
Is it Tom King?
Yeah.
I believe so. And it's like,
Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Wasn't it Einzer winning?
Yeah.
And it's just like, She's in a bad place, and it's based off that.
That's exciting.
So, like, people being like, can't believe Gunn's doing this. Yeah. And you're like, is there source material?
Yeah, thing I keep seeing is people comparing both Hawk Girl. I don't know why, but my Twitter feed at the moment is just Snyderverse guys.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Awesome.
That's what I'm getting out
of. Is it because of all the accounts you follow?
Yeah. Snyderverse guys. The base gamer.
It's crazy that
they're,
like,
all called shit like that, dude.
Twitter is mostly now just Nazis, porn, and Snyderverse fans.
And I love looking at what two or three of them have to say.
So what I see a lot of is people, and I think this is such a funny move, where they're like,
pornography and Snyder fans, just in case. But I know what the Nazis are saying.
Yeah,
they're
idiots.
It's
nothing new.
Yeah.
But they'll post, like, a photo of Hawk Girl screaming, and then a photo of, like, Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, the way Zack Snyder treated his female characters and the way James Gunn treats his female characters. Brother, she's...
What? Are they talking... Kal-El, no.
It's so funny, dude.
I saw a really... Actually, maybe you sent it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it was just, like, the scene of the... Because in Superman, they kill the stand-in for Benjamin fucking...
Netanyahu?
Netanyahu. In a scene that's played for laughs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, there was a meme that was just like... Gal Gadot seeing the new Superman. Kal-El, no.
Oh, she's such a bad actor. Crazy, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy. Ooh. She should have, and I think I've said this before, but she should have had an Arnold Schwarzenegger-style pivot at some point. Like, maybe. I don't really want her to get work, but if she was going to get any kind of work, it would be in Arnold Schwarzenegger slop. That's the kind of stuff she should be doing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's not a, like, we voiced that before. Yeah. I think, like, friend of the show, Handsome Tom, has also, like, said that before as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I kind of agree with you, but then when you go back to some of the films that Arnie did, and that's like, true. Oh, wait, no, he can still act.
That's a good point.
And, like, he can do, like,
it's not
because
wooden.
He is typecast in certain things, he then does other things to kind of like lean into it or
that's
go
true.
Further away from
that's
it.
True.
You're thinking about like Last Action Hero, mm-hmm. which is just like so before its time. And it's like full on like, you know, Arnie doing his like, you know, his bet. And then you go to like Kindergarten Cop, you go to like Junior.
Junior, Jingle All the Way.
Jingle
All the Way.
Again, he put, you know, he's doing his best there.
Yeah.
Of course, then you then like listen to the commentary of say like Terminator, like,
isn't he like?
And he's like, yeah, I suggested we do big titties, and now we've got big titties.
I love boobs.
And I like big titties. Am I wrong? And you're like, you know what, Arnie? You're a simple man with simple pleasures, and I appreciate that.
Very few needs.
You know what's great? I do make all these weights. It feels like coming. Also coming. It feels like coming. It's like, hey, you know what? I love him.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, he was just too horny, and then he had that affair, and then everyone was like, this kid looks heaps like him. There's
no.
No,
yeah.
It's true. Arnold Schwarzenegger could have done... He could have done Wonder Woman, but Gal Gadot could never have done Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, and if people are like, oh, but like the IDF, like that's like, it's not voluntary. You have to do it. You have to serve mandatory 2 years.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to say there's something special in giving back to your community and pose for Women of the Israel Defense Forces photo shoot, which was used as a campaign by the Israel consulate to promote Israel, attract young American men, and reshape its public image.
Yeah. Mm. You don't have to do that.
You don't have
that's
to.
That's not required of you to retain your passport. No.
Yeah.
And then when you face criticism for that, you say, I'm a model, not a doctor.
Hey, everything's political.
What?
Anyway.
Gal Gadot? Yeah, it's just very funny. I mean, that Snyderverse reaction to it is so... It's for like a thing like no, who gives a shit about it? It's
well,
so
it's that weird thing and that wonderful thing when you start looking at the actual stats or like, you know, maybe the higher up stuff or the executives look at the stats. Because if the Snyder cut had made like a lot of minutes watched for HBO Max or Max or just HBO Now, they would have kept going.
Yeah.
It didn't. No one really watched it, and a lot of people started and stopped and didn't go back to it. And that's the kind of like the reality of it all. No, there's no big grand conspiracy about why they didn't do this other than the fact that no one watched it and it was kind of crap.
Yeah.
It's also funny to see like some of the Snyderverse criticisms of this movie and to be like, I don't know what people want out of a Superman movie.
Where I was just like, reading one where it was like, it's actually, though, like, in Man of Steel, the opening scene on Krypton and seeing Clark grow up is one of the best parts of the movie. So it's really stupid that this Superman movie doesn't include that. It's like, just because it's the best part of one movie, like, you're not talking about how it's good in Superman 1978.
I think it is 78. I think you nailed that.
It's like, just because one movie did it good doesn't mean that every movie has to do it.
What?
You don't need, like, if I see Uncle Ben die in a Spider-Man movie again, the next thing I'm going to see die is me.
Yeah. You're going to get yourself hit by a car.
Nice a bit of a supercut of Uncle Ben's dying.
Yeah, that is awesome. But if it's weird, so there are those criticisms, which are, like, stupid, but almost you can see where they come from. And then there are, like, people... posting clips of, like, you know, in the beginning of this movie where Superman is dying and so the robots use the yellow sun ray on him and he's like, ah, because it's like, it's such an overload of power. Yeah.
Well, he's like healing his broken ribs.
Yeah, and James Gunn and the Snyderverse guys are like, he's too weak. They've made him weak. And you're like, what do you want? This real weird power gaming version of like what they want out of a character.
Also,
like, he just needs to be the strongest guy.
Snyderverse fellas, your Superman dies in the second movie.
He gets
fucking killed and he's too stupid to figure out how to not do that. And he's not even Superman for the whole first movie. So in total, like, you got 1.5 movies of this cunt alive.
It's just such a weird, like, I don't even, you should have loved Black Adam then. They should have fucking adored Black Adam because he was the strongest guy ever.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then it's weird because they're like, oh, this movie disrespected Superman, by which they mean he was not the strongest guy the whole time.
I've seen people say, like, it's stupid that he, like, gets beat up so much.
You're like, what do you want out of it? What you want, basically.
Let's not forget,
and
we're old enough to remember this, especially you, Joel Zammit, not to point fingers.
Yeah,
but, like, Superman Returns.
Yeah.
Brandon Routh Superman doesn't throw a single punch in that.
Yeah, movie. Yeah, yeah.
Because he's so strong, he doesn't need to.
And not people, one man thrown to the sun. Yeah. What was that about? What
and
the
people fuck? Were like, this is boring shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, boring shit. Directed also by a pedophile.
Pedophile. That's right.
And co-starring
a pedophile.
Second famous
my God,
pedophile.
That's true. There's so many
what
pedophiles.
What did Dull Douche, the director of Hollywood, say?
What am I meant?
What did he say?
Guys.
Cut it out.
Stop it.
Christ almighty. Well,
but yeah, like so, like Superman Returns. Yeah. No action, basically. But there's like cool scenes, like Superman
gets shot in the eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He carries the kryptonite island.
Yeah. Has a kid or whatever.
Yeah. He gets cocked or is cocked.
No,
James Marsden gets cocked.
They got him again.
He keeps playing a character getting cocked.
Yeah,
it's because it's awesome to see James Marsden get cocked.
Yeah. But the problem is he's so handsome.
Hollywood's figured it out. No. Key to a successful movie.
See, I think what happened with James Marsden is at first it was like, this Hollywood leading man that's not quite a leading man, you put him in the cock role, people will never see that coming. But then he was a cock so close together that now, when, like so many times, that now when I see James Marsden, I don't even see a handsome man anymore. I just see a like, pathetic cock.
Yeah, it's like, the face of cucking should be James Marsden.
Yeah, dude. He should be their hero, in a way.
Yeah.
Like he just
like a PSA. Like, yeah. Have you been cucked today? Just James Marsden there. This is smiling.
If you're into that,
that's awesome, dude.
Chill.
Cucking rocks.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. A thousand blossoms bloom.
Yeah.
We've had this discussion off air. Speaking of cucking.
Yeah.
And maybe on air. I don't know. At this point. But usually it's like the whole the whole cucking fetish is like, oh yeah, my wife is getting made love to by a big beautiful man who's so handsome his dick's bigger than mine. And it's always like you Jacks would be like, surely it'd be funnier if it was someone like yourself.
Yeah.
Like a gross little goblin
surely
boy.
Surely that's the ideal cuck situation. Is
well,
they go,
no, because
my wife hates me so much she lets famous worm Jackson Bailey slime up her body like a human snake.
This sounds like you're putting yourself out there. Like I'm being like,
yeah, I'm this being is like, an ad. Yeah.
I'm being like, sign up to Douche Plus. You get nothing except you send
I'm
me
like,
money.
Hey, let me roll around wetly on your wife.
No, sign up to Cuck Plus today.
But maybe it doesn't work because you'd be sitting there in the cuck chair and being like, he's fucking it up. He's fucking it up. Well, he's it wrong. I could do better than that.
That'd be so funny. You're sitting there, limp dick in hand, waiting, being
fucking,
like,
come on.
He's fucking it up. What are you doing? No, don't do that. Jesus Christ.
Jackson, stop headbutting her gooch. This is a good move.
No, he's stampeding her. He's being a fucking human stampede. What are you doing?
He just
I'm so bad at you.
He seems really embarrassed
He
now.
Just farted and then coughed way too late to cover it up.
And now he's gone all, like he's gotten all shy.
He's got string cheese. Where'd he pull that out from?
He's not,
bought a snack.
He's not wearing any clothes. Where'd he bring this string cheese from?
I'm so hungry.
I know you're meant to peel it, but I'm not gonna.
He's not even peeling it.
I've got no time. I love the idea of farting and then to covering it up, acting like I came. That was me coming. I've calmed.
Yeah, was that good for you?
Anyway, but I'm so virile, I can keep going now.
Yeah, I didn't even lose my boner, and I could come again.
Oh, wait, yes,
and it
I
won't
did.
Sound like a fart the second time. The second time, it'll sound like normal coming.
And then turning to the guy in the cock chair, is this good?
Is this good? Are you getting off? That's all I care about.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation.
Sign up to Douche Plus.
Yeah. I'm glad you emailed me about your address and having sex with your wife.
Yeah.
Remember, you get nothing.
You get nothing.
Anyway, going back, moving away from cocking.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Kids say.
James Marsden, face of cocking.
Yeah, we're talking about Superman's that one, Superman Returns.
Superman Returns.
Like, didn't throw a punch.
Oh, yeah,
it was too much
yeah.
of a sequel to the previous Superman film, so no one really kind of like paid attention to it because it was like a sequel that
it's
was
sequel
far,
to...
far too late.
Yes,
well, it's a sequel to Superman 2.
Yeah.
They didn't even have Superman 3.
Far, far too late.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Superman 2 is like the 80s.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's just like, I remember seeing it in the cinema, being like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, what is
Superman's
this?
Coming back from where? Space?
Why is
famous pedophile Kevin Spacey wanting to talk about getting land or
real
something?
Real estate? Kryptonite rules?
I don't understand what's this going on.
But yeah, basically, with Superman, you have to pair him up with people that can at least fight, like, be a formidable foe.
Yeah.
Because, like, this movie, I don't even think makes Superman weak. It's just like intentionally, yeah. just like constantly overwhelms him because it doesn't matter how super he is, he's just one man.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's Superman, like not Superman.
And I think that does a great thing. Beautiful, beautifully said. It's a beautiful quote. Put that on your tombstone.
Put it on the poster.
No.
But I think what this movie does as well, which is always the clever thing to do with Superman, is to be like, yeah, he can survive anything, but he has to do the right thing in this situation, and that makes it really hard. For example, when he's in the Lex's magic dimension, it's like he could have flown out of the fucking weird river at any time.
Yeah.
But he needed to protect the baby.
Yeah.
So that's where the conflict comes in, and that's where the threat comes in. Mm. Can Superman still do the right thing and still look after everybody? You know,
yeah, it's like Superman will try and do it all. Like, yeah, moral quandary. He's like, no, I have to. You save people. That's what, like, you just be a good person.
Yeah,
this is not like a moral quandary. You just be a good person.
Yeah, you do whatever. You gotta be selfless. Yeah,
a lot of Snyder's Superman was missing.
Yeah,
you were like, what is this maniac?
What's this? You know, Superman is like, doing?
I'm saving people. I'm making sure that there is no destruction, or if there is, making sure that things are evacuated, making sure that the loss of life is at a zero.
Yeah.
You know, if one person dies, that is too many.
Absolutely.
Whereas, like, you know, Snyder's Superman was like, I'm gonna throw you into a crowd.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of the squirrel scene, that's like one of my favorite scenes. To put in your Superman movie a moment where Superman, amidst saving everybody in the city from destruction, takes the time out of his day to save a single squirrel.
Yeah.
Brother, that rocks.
Yeah.
That's good, Superman,
that's
baby.
That's good shit.
That's good shit.
That's good shit.
That's good shit, you know?
I also really liked his portrayal of Lex as number one hater.
Oh, yeah.
He hates him so much.
The reveal where he's like, you think that I've been engineering this war
to make money
or whatever. No, I've been doing it so I can have an excuse to kill you.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I love how much he hated Superman, and I love that he had a whole group of people that were also like, fuck Superman.
Right on, Lex. Yeah. I hate that guy, too.
The engineer, it's like, she hates Superman, don't know why, but she's number two Superman hater, and
sure,
I'm a big
baby.
Fan.
I think it's crazy that in this movie, the fact that one of the bad guys is a Superman clone is such a nothing part of the movie.
Yeah.
Is such a testament to how, like, kind of good
so
it is.
So much stuff.
You don't
so
care. You go, stuff.
That is one thing I didn't like.
You didn't like the Superman clone?
Like, I mean,
well,
yeah.
Will you like it?
Yeah.
In the inevitable Superman 2, provided it makes enough money, we'll talk about box office soon.
Yeah.
When it is, I mean, like, the clone is just going to be bizarre.
Bizarre, yeah.
Because he kicked him into another dimension.
Of course. No, it wasn't about that. It wasn't even to the fact that, like, he wasn't even Bizarro Superman. Like, again, I don't really know a lot of
Bizarro Superman would comics. Be fucking stupid to put in this movie.
Yeah, 100%. Oh yeah,
he won't. Time. He doesn't. What he's a buffoon.
Yeah, yes. Dude.
But I don't know. It's just one of those ones where it was just like, I don't know. It's kind of like you're using like everything at once. So it's like, oh, it's a Superman clone, or it's like, oh, hey, it's movie two and here's Doomsday. Or
Like,
I don't know. It just felt very. Oh, that was very up Lex's alley.
I think for me, in a weird way, I kind of liked it because I was like, the whole thing has real Silver Age Superman vibes. Like, that's a huge part of it. Even maybe kind of Golden Age, where it's like, there's Superman robots. There's, you know, like, it's just like, he wears hypno glasses.
Yeah, I know.
So that people can't see him. Like, they just go for it. And I kind of loved...
Everyone knows he's Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Oh, Guy Gardner being like, so you know, right?
Yeah.
About the glasses?
Yeah.
But the hypno glasses? He's Clark Kent.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, you suck.
Yeah.
Ah, he was
but wonderful. I don't know. I kind of like the clone kind of from that perspective.
Yeah. It's like a very, like, it's a on a scale of 1 to 10, it is a one of
I think that's fair enough. But yeah, I don't know. I was like, yeah, this is the kind of shit that would happen in the Silver Age.
Of course.
Of course it's a Superman clone.
Another
Why not?
Thing that I think I... Again, I didn't see this part of the movie because my good friend Jackson fucked me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
I was going to get in trouble in this episode.
Yeah,
happening.
Because, well, you know, you, beautiful Jackson, you saw the movie at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Saw it first of the three of us.
Yeah.
We all
saw it separately, but slightly staggered.
Yeah.
Jackson saw like a 1:30 p.m. Screening. I saw a 7:30 p.m.
And I was like, 8:30.
Yeah.
And I saw the drive-in because I have a beautiful Johnny baby.
Yeah.
And my wife, she's a very big Superman fan. She's like, you know, that's her superhero. She's like, loves Superman. She's like, he my guy. And so she was very excited for this. We're like, hell yeah, we're going to do this. And we're going to do this by like going to the drive-in.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you listen to our beautiful show on our network called Thumb Cramps,
yeah.
I was guessing on the most recent episode,
mm-hmm.
The two co-hosts there, beautiful people, yeah. Very, very accommodating, mm-hmm. very welcoming. I talk about how
nice guys, yeah.
how like a car, like a rental car, mm-hmm. A courtesy car because our car was in the shops.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I got a call from the mechanic being like, that night, like that day, getting their car back.
Oh, nice.
End up, no, that was wrong.
They lied to you.
They lied to our faces. And
that's good.
The next day, so seeing a Superman in the drive-in in a Barina is wonderful.
Cramped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway,
I really like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, we went to see the film, and it was, again, was like, hey, Jack, we want some snacks.
Mm.
What's going to be the best time?
Yeah.
To go and, like, you know, duck out.
Yeah.
So I can be like, yeah, I'm not going to miss a huge amount of stuff. I just need to duck out, get some snacks, and then come back.
And you go, there's heaps of scenes where you could do that. Yeah. But I think
this movie's pretty dense, but there's so many. But I reckon, when Superman fights the monster,
yeah,
that's when you should go.
Here's a couple of things up in that scene. Jackson's favorite scene in the entire movie where he saves a squirrel, that's when he's fighting the big monster.
Yeah,
yeah.
The introduction of the Justice Gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not to bury the lead there, but so it's like, yeah. The moment there where Lex's goons, they open up that monster, and I've seen the trailers, that monster is going to turn into the big monster that Superman fights. It all starts locking into place.
Mm.
With the smuggest little look on my face, I turn to my beautiful wife and I say, hon, I'm going to go get some snacks because my good friend Jackson told me.
Why would he lead me astray?
This is the best time to leave.
Remind me, is Jackson a genius or a moron?
Jackson remember a movie that at this point in your day, he had seen 4 hours ago.
And so then I order. I'm waiting for it all to get made up. And I'm looking out at the drive-in. No sound because it's a drive-in.
It's a drive-in, yeah.
And then I, you know, as I look on the camera as the Justice League appear, my wife texts me, the Justice League have appeared. And I'm like, I left my phone in the car because I didn't think it was going to be relevant. Whatever. This is good. And then it's like, okay, well, that sucks because it would have been nice to see them happening. And like, I'm watching. Like,
of course.
Surely they're not. Oh, they're speaking. There's some interesting dialogue happening. Don't know what
they're
that's about.
They're explaining what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. It was the introduction of the JSA, and that's fine. And okay, we're cutting to Lex on TV. Now Bradley Cooper is there, and I wonder what's happening. And now they're turning on Superman.
Oh.
Why?
Is that the pivotal plot moment in the show, the movie?
I was there seething.
You said
staring at the screen. See, and I look like I'm not a, like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, watching a movie, whatever. I don't really hold movies like a high regard.
Yeah.
But this was a movie that I was actually genuinely excited for.
And Jackson
and
sent
Jackson
you to the
fucked me so hard.
He sent you to the candy bar at the exact moment the entire movie pivots.
Possibly one of the most important moments.
Now you've got to think like Jackson, though.
Yeah.
Where he would have gone, what scene goes long?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens in it. Is it just one thing that's happening for a
while?
Oh,
yeah, when he fights that monster and, like...
Yeah, he's fighting that monster for a while.
So long before the JSA even appear.
No.
Oh, you think that whole scene just went...
Jackson just goes, he fight monster a long time. Go then.
Yeah, go then. It's only a fight.
Well, okay. Can I explain myself?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Oh, but I mean, you should have remembered the scene better because, again, you just said that your favorite scene in the entire movie is when he saves a squirrel, which is also during
I
that fight.
I saw that with no sound.
Well,
you didn't say anything to the squirrel. You're not missing.
I saw them like, that's nice. And then he's like berating the JSA, I think, for some reason. I assume because they
killed the monster.
They didn't care about so they didn't care.
Superman wanted to.
I thought it was too bad. Like, they weren't giving a shit about maybe collateral damage as well.
No,
they blew up the monster. All right.
Yeah, so Superman's like, we got to knock this out and take it to, like, an intergalactic zoo, basically, to study it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we've got no time.
That adds more to his character.
And then, like, we've got no time for that. And then Mr. Terrific shoots bombs into its mouth, which explodes its stomach and kills it instantly. And then it's like, there should have been a better way. So he's shitty at them.
See, I didn't get that. And there were some other things that happened, like, Lex's, like, you know, I'm assuming there was, like, because,
Bradley Cooper's on the full, the full version of the message.
Yeah, didn't hear it. But from context clues, they were basically like, you know,
That means the harem thing that I said before didn't make sense.
Oh, I got that because they talked about that later. Sim kind of caught me up a little bit with it all. But, like, again, it was a bit confusing.
For some reason.
But the turn, how, like, the public just turn on Superman, that was, that, again, I don't know. It's not a new Jackson. Only
thank God.
Again, being like, That felt a little bit maybe rushed, perhaps.
I could agree there.
Or
no,
like this, like this felt like something you could do with, like, you know, that's like Spider-Man's book, you know? Yeah. That's New York being like, you know what?
Fuck Spider-Man.
No, well, wait, we love Spider-Man. Anyway.
You got to remember.
Thing, like, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, you didn't see it.
So I didn't see shit.
Lex plays the speech entirely unedited, and they turn on Superman because Superman tries to be like, no, like, I've never seen that. And they're just like, shut up, Superman. You're here to steal our wives.
Well, but I think even with that, I agree. It does kind of feel like
this feels like you're trying to shave yourself.
No,
actually, it doesn't matter about all the plot of the movie.
But that said, again, that felt.
You saw the squirrel, yeah?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, like, learning about that, like, you know, again, after, or slash during, because my wife told me what kind of what happened, it was that, that felt a little bit too rushed. Yeah. Like, the complete another turn.
I think they just needed to show, because as far as I could tell, the people loved Superman prior.
Right, yeah.
Like, I know there was, like, they talked about old people online, which is kind of a weird mismatch, because they say people online hate Superman, but then you find out later that that's
all monkeys.
An army of monkeys doing that. So the turn does feel kind of weird.
Yeah, but I think what would have been good.
But then the turn,
like maybe.
You also got to remember it pays off with a pretty brutal, probably the most brutal scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Where, because he's like, he's got that one food vendor friend.
Mm, oh, yeah. That's true.
And when everyone turns on him, you probably didn't see this because you were getting a milkshake or whatever, because Jackson had said it's fine.
Yeah.
But he's sort of just like, no, he's a good man kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so he stands.
I thought that was from the very start of the movie.
No, what? He pops
where
up
he kind
in
of
that
like
scene.
He's always pops up in that scene?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Are you sure?
Or he's ref.
I just know from from the very start where he's like, you know.
I thought that was the scene where he picks him up out of the.
Yeah, that was at the start where he gets got by the hammer of
Bavaria or whatever.
Yeah.
Bravia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's in that scene too. I don't think he does. Yeah.
Look, I tell you. Possibly. Do you think it was the worst moment?
No.
Pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I reckon.
For some reason, and this is not true, but I assumed all of that pivotal stuff had already been explained by that point, which is crazy because I'd seen it 4 hours earlier.
Yeah,
and yet I was like, we have the Justice Society are around.
That's fine.
And everyone knows.
Yeah. So
wrong.
Yeah. So that moment where you like, where like the JSA are hitting, or the Justice Gang,
yeah.
You know, they're hitting the imp. I mean, it was funny, but I think it would have hit harder if I'd. Anyway.
Very
so I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I really want to
see the full movie, because I really missed a very
pivotal moment.
I know you've seen the movie again now, but if you were looking for a bathroom break, I would recommend going when Lex goes into the Fortress of Solitude.
That would have been clever.
Because the only thing, that if you're taking a shit, if you're gone for 10 minutes, you see him get into the Fortress of Solitude, you've got the time where they fight the robots, and then the hacking scene also goes for a while.
Yeah.
And even if you miss the hacking scene, you know who's been to the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah. And
so for him to have the message, you're like, well, yeah, well, I saw him go to the Fortress.
Or like, you know, where's Crypto? Well, he was at the Fortress of Solitude. So I assume he's been kidnapped.
And
so there it
Superman
is.
Goes to the Fortress of Solitude and sees everything's all fucked up, and then he's like,
my dog.
Yeah.
Where is he at?
Where's my dog?
Something I maybe, again, so that little that pivot for the public. I think what would have been nicer maybe is like having Superman be either interviewed or having going on or something like that.
Yeah.
Again, it's weird to do with the pacing of the film because it's so dense, but to have that conversation or that interview he has with like Lois but to another person. The reporter that's interviewing Lex and is like on team suck off Lex until the very end. Mm. Like having that.
Oh,
having,
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And then Michael, to have,
I know the guy you mean.
Michael. What's his name? Michael.
Is it the guy who plays?
Michael something Hall? Michael.
C. Hall?
Michael Clark?
Is it Michael C. Hall?
Because
it's funny if I struggled to reach for C.
But yeah, to have Superman actually like live bombing into to the point where everyone's like,
like, wait a second, this guy's a moron. Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree. Some of the goofiest.
Michael Ian Black.
I was going to say.
Some of the. Who's Michael C. Hall? Maybe I think of
that's Dexter.
Yeah, that's Dexter. It did occasionally kind of trend in this like goofy direction that was not my favorite, I think. Like sometimes it felt like I don't know. I'm kind of in two minds. Like for example, the monkey scene.
Yeah.
Right?
That's James Gunn though.
Yeah, in the cinema I was like, okay. Like it had a couple of those moments where I'm like, all right, I guess this is happening. Mm-hmm. And it's like it is a joke, but it's also not a joke. And I'm in two minds. On one level, I'm like, sure. Like, why not? If we're doing it, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, I'm like, is that even necessary, really? I don't know.
It's just a little silly payoff from earlier where you find out Superman's getting pissed off on the internet.
Yeah. I really liked Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Hornbag Jimmy Olsen.
Well, I love that he's big reluctantly sort of like every woman wants to sleep with him, and he's like, ah, jeez.
I just want to hang out with my boy Superman.
Yeah.
Clark Kent, I mean.
Jimmy, no. I liked the Lex's, I guess.
Eve, girlfriend.
And I was like, wife? No. Yeah, girlfriend who's like just horny for Jimmy, but she got some fucked up.
And I kind of liked that, like, because when I first saw her, I was like, wow, what an old, like, kind of stereotyped character for a movie made in 2025. But it was a nice reveal. Yeah. We're like, oh, no, that was kind of an act, basically.
I mean, it was sort of an act and sort of not.
Yeah.
Daily Planet still has a character that's exactly the same anyway.
Yes, it does. Yeah. That's very true.
I also like that, James Gunn really tipping his hat of a BS fanboy.
Yes, we gotta talk about this.
Baseless speculation reference.
Of Eve just constantly dropping her phone in the toilet. Like how I know how you're listening right now.
You're standing there panicked, wet hands, because you can't grab it out of the toilet. You keep trying, but it keeps slipping out of your hands.
I thought she might have just dropped her phone in the toilet. Who does that?
Brother.
James Gunn, just say,
I listen to baseless speculation.
I don't like that Joel Dusha keeps talking shit about me, but seems to like my movies.
But they all have a disdain for Jared Leto that I also have.
I empathize with the boys on that front.
So that was a nice little nod for us, so thank you, James.
Yeah, thank you, James. Appreciate that. I liked Lois Lane.
She was actually like a journalist.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I could believe this person was 100% a Pulitzer-winning journalist. I didn't need someone to tell me.
Yeah.
Pulitzer-winning journalist.
She was good
at her job.
100%.
And I also liked Perry and Jimmy at the end. Like, how long's that been going on? Yeah, 3 months. Yeah. Because they're trying to hide it. But everyone knows.
That's fun. That's fun stuff.
Mr. Terrific.
Mr. Terrific's probably one of my favorite DC characters already. And brother,
he was good in this.
There's a DC run called the Terrifics, which is like Mr. Terrific's superhero team. Brother, I hope we get that. I mean, it comes from a really absurd comic-y place where they would have to change so much of it, but do it, dude. Mr. Terrific, Metamorpho, who's in this movie,
also great.
Plastic Man, and I think her name's Phantom. She's a girl that is a ghost.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Well, speaking of the future of the DCEU.
Yeah.
The DCU, not EU.
I think it's just DCU.
DCEU, we know the future of that. It died.
Yeah.
It ended with the post-credit scene of Aquaman 2 with that guy slurping down a cockroach.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
Okay. A wonderful scene.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this has made $217 million worldwide in its opening weekend, which is, I would think, lower than they wanted.
Yes, I would imagine.
So the tricky thing is that this year, movies haven't really had legs.
Yeah.
Even something like Jurassic World Rebirth, that's just hit $500 million worldwide.
Yeah, okay.
But that's
been out for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, two, three?
Mm-hmm.
What was their benchmark in terms of...
It opened less than Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man of Steel made $700 million worldwide, I think.
At like opening? Okay.
No, $700 million.
Oh, right. Okay. I was wondering, like opening, like what did like Man of Steel make? And also like, what did like say like the Avengers make when like opening weekend? So I'm just trying to like, I'm sure like little Hollywood mathematicians are going to be like, the projections here. And I do hope that it's going to be like a long tail.
Yeah.
I do hope that, because by and large, I am not on Twitter.
Huh.
So my feed isn't as so toxic as yours.
Yeah.
But like the things that I'm watching that a lot of people are like, oh, this is a really good Superman film. This is kind of like finally I'm watching a Superman film that I can relate to.
And
it's beautiful. And it's from like, you know, this idea that this person cares, you know, Superman, this Superman cares for me.
Yeah. He gives a shit.
This is really sweet. Like, yeah. I mean, this is what I need right now. This is like art. I'm like, you know, this is beautiful. And so I'm seeing a lot more of that. And so I'm hoping that makes people like, oh, okay, maybe we'll see it in the cinema, or maybe we'll kind of, you know, go see that, because, you know, I hope we get more of these positive films.
Yes. Yeah.
They're
absolutely.
Really nice.
And I think it'd be
message.
Very interesting if the DCU becomes the kind of positive, optimistic superhero, because I think not always, you know, obviously it's changed, but I think that there's sometimes is this idea that DC is the like kind of less optimistic, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess because we've had so many Batman. Yeah, films, like Batman by and large is dark and gritty.
Exactly. So it'll be very interesting to see the kind of opposite of that if they take,
well,
you know.
Because a lot of the time when, you know, in more sort of modern era, it's always like, well, you know, what happens if, you know, we kind of got to get Superman grounded into, you know, reality. Or like, what if Superman, like, was this? And it's like, yeah, Superman, you know, because if Superman is not, like, a Boy Scout, if Superman is not all, like, you know, this kind of, like, goofy and cringe and positivity, he's very scary.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, Superman, not that? Oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
Which is where you get Homelander, where you get Invincible Dad.
Yeah.
Get like Omni-Man. Where you get like others. Whereas it's like we know that story.
Yeah, we don't
and
have to
like
tell that
we
story
don't
again.
Need to tell that story. And I think we have that story so much now, and we don't really have like a more accessible story of like the what it's parodying kind of thing, which is nice to have.
And you know another thing that like for I don't know why I didn't kind of wig this earlier, but it's kind of great is that. This movie, I think, and hopefully if the DCU continues, it looks like it's setting up to do a thing. So every Marvel movie, and this is a problem we've had with Marvel movies for years.
They look like
they
shit.
They look like shit and they are acted bad.
Yeah.
And the story sucks.
Yeah. And nothing is satisfying.
And nothing is worthwhile and none
and
of it feels
keep
real.
They setting up for the next thing.
Yeah.
And usually the villain is just like a bad version of
the good guy. Oh, they fixed that for a little bit.
Yeah. It was a brief period of time.
And they keep killing and snapping the necks of the villain.
Hey, the Man of Steel method. Yeah. Also, I was wrong. Superman did open higher than Man of Steel, but Man of Steel opened in a smaller market.
Oh, yeah. I saw a thing as well. Don't know if it's real, where they were like adjusted for inflation. It's more comparable or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but also inflation.
I mean,
you start getting like tricky.
I know. What are you doing?
There's also like with inflation, less people are probably going to the movies because it's more expensive.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway.
It's like 75 markets versus like 27. Yeah.
Okay. What I think is cool is that the DCEU by this movie has set up as kind of like actively going, right? Mm. There's just always stuff happening. So there doesn't feel like there's as much need to build up to a big thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think the DCU is doing that. Like, sure, in this, they introduce Supergirl.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, cool, I'll see Supergirl in the next movie. But it's not like Supergirl arrives and goes, there's a problem in space.
Yeah.
Superman, I need to go to space. Yeah. You just go, oh, there's Supergirl.
You got to get them gems.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, great. And if you say they were like, hey, we're releasing a Justice Squad, Justice Gang movie. You're not like, oh, because of what happened in Superman, I can't wait to see them in this. You're like, I wonder what the Justice Gang will do.
Yeah.
And that's refreshing. Like,
it is.
The fact that the Lanterns TV show is a TV show, when the Lanterns TV show comes out, it's not set up by anything else and it's not leading to anything else. It just will be its own thing.
Yeah.
It's so much more interesting and intriguing than.
Yeah. It feels like they're not as like, you know, restrained.
Yeah.
By like, well, you got to include that, you know, that gem that we keep getting. So like, well.
Okay. So you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
We'll see. The red gem, well, that's going to appear in Supergirl. So you got to have... the green one.
Yeah.
Oh, Green Lantern. That makes sense.
It's got to be based around the green ring. Yeah,
and that's where they get all their.
Maybe this will suck the wind out of your sails.
Shortly
after the release of the film, it was reported that James Gunn and Peter Safran were considering making spin-off shows centered on Mr. Terrific and Jimmy Olsen, and also reported that DC intends to include Corrin's with Superman and DCU's versions of Batman and Wonder Woman in a Justice League movie. Also, there's a sequel to Superman, but that's all. Will be depending on box office. I mean, they're immediately falling into the new Marvel hole.
Yeah.
Not everyone needs a spin-off, especially if you're going to have 40,000 guys.
I like, it's a weird thing because unlike, say, what's happened previously with, say, the MCU.
Yeah.
Where they're like, okay, you know, for example, like, again, Ironheart, I don't know. I haven't seen the series. From what I can gather, I think it's pretty good. But then, like, online, I don't know if it is actually good, if woke it's fine, nonsense. Or woke bullshit.
Tony Shark.
It's a great name for a guy at a casino.
Yeah.
In Wakanda Forever, we're introducing Ironheart.
Yeah.
And don't worry, we've already made a TV series about them.
Mm.
And like, well, you haven't let it hit yet if the audience kind of glom onto her. Like, we don't know yet.
I think that was the same thing. The TV series wasn't made before Wakanda Forever.
I think it was announced.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah,
because we knew it was coming because it was like, oh, and also she's going to appear in Wakanda
Like it was
Forever.
Announced before the first appearance in Wakanda Forever. Mm. And so it was like, okay, you're trying to do this like weird paint by numbers and like, you know, you're not seeing whether, you know, when the cookie crumbles, you're just kind of like forcing this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what I really like about this.
It was announced 2 years before.
Yeah, so, which is what I like about this film because, again, before this, they'd announced, hey, we're doing the Mr. Terrific spinoff. And you're like, who is that?
Yeah, do I care about Mr.
Whereas
Terrific?
Now, because I think it was like such a standout performance and a standout character. Everyone's like, oh, and he was great.
Yeah.
I really like that actor. The Apple TV, We're Going to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Severance.
Great.
Yeah, Severance,
that's the one, dude.
Adam Scott, he hurt his head and now he's gone to Mars.
Yeah. For All Mankind.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
fantastic in it. And like, I read an interview with him where he was like, yeah, so I was killed off in First Class as Darwin.
Yeah.
And I was really against it, but I was promised I'd be back.
Mm.
And then when Apocalypse happened, and I wasn't.
Yeah.
I figured they fucked me.
Yeah.
They sure did, brother.
Yeah,
they sure did. They got you bad.
So it's nice to see him, actually.
But that
means
that he didn't work with famous pedophile Bryan Singer.
Yeah, that's true. That's a win.
That's
truly a win.
Damn, there's just so many.
So many pedophiles.
Like,
And I mean, look, James Gunn did get fired for making jokes about being a pedophile.
Yes, that's
Let's
true.
Let's not forget that this DC universe is actually... When you trace it all back, it starts with James Gunn joking about
pedophilia to thank for it.
That's right. Joking about it and pointing fun at the Catholic Church for being big pedophiles is exactly the same as committing the thing.
It did also make jokes about fucking kids.
I
don't think he should have been fired.
But
in like, it is because funny that this universe starts with that.
Yeah.
That's the same.
It's not the same.
Because Bryan Singer hasn't been fired.
Yeah.
Bryan Singer, when did...
Well, he did...
Bryan Singer get fired from Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did he get fired?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's something.
Hey.
I don't think he got fired for being a pedophile.
You don't get fired for being a pedophile.
I think it's because everyone's scared of lawyers. Not based on speculation, apparently.
Let them come for us, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
We're too tired.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lock us up. We call them a pedophile.
Yeah. Prove they're not.
Yeah, no, because Bryan Singer, I think, is very litigious. Because there's a documentary as well that got very buried.
That's right.
He likes twins.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. But yeah, the DC universe at the moment is already, because I know that it feels like they've started small, but they haven't really.
Yeah.
Because it's Creature Commanders, fine. Like, just a fun animated show that's apparently quite good.
Yeah.
Speaking of pedophiles again, unfortunately, a pivotal scene in that show that I got spoiled for myself is set to Coin Operated Boy by Dresden Dolls.
Mm.
Amanda Palmer, who helped Neil Gaiman, groom children.
For
him to fuck.
Yes.
But children or just like...
It was both.
Yeah.
Children as in teenagers.
But yeah.
Underage people, yes. But
I was.
I believe from 16 up.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, then Superman... Peacemaker season 2 is this year as well, which we now know is connected because Peacemaker is in this.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew it was connected anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's that trailer that's happened, again, that's come out, and it seems that it's either like maybe alternate dimensions or like because there's another version. Like, you know, they start talking about like.
Yeah.
Like, is this getting his, having his cake in it too, where he gets sucked off to a different dimension so we don't have to have to worry about Shazam or some shit?
I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
That would be good.
Well, yeah, that starts next month, 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Then you got Supergirl in June next year.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Which is very soon, probably too close together.
I don't know.
People, and I think 28 years later is about to learn this the hard way as well. Yeah. When you group sequels too close, people are like, this one might be okay.
Well, I think this one's not so much a sequel. I feel like this is about momentum rather than...
Yeah, but I think because it's like Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2 direct sequel, sure. So they've released a couple of years apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whilst
what
this isn't
Iron Man and then the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Iron Man and Hulk, which came out very close together, but also Hulk didn't do well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just think also because it's Superman and then Supergirl, there's no like Johnny Fuckwit.
Yeah.
He's just going to assume that Supergirl is the sequel.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Johnny Fuckwit's going to go in being like, after seeing Flash, being like, why'd they change her?
Yeah.
Johnny Fuckwit's going to go in he's not going to go see Supergirl, could be like, woke.
Yeah, I want to see a girl in the movies, dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe they replaced Superman with a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, that could also happen.
Yeah,
probably.
It will.
Only hopefully draw more attention to these fuckwits being dumb as shit.
Yeah, dude.
But they never learn. Because it's actually cool to not know anything about
Well, they'll never learn, but it'll bring like maybe attention to the film so that other people can be like, oh, no, I'll watch that.
I'll go see Supergirl. Cool. Yeah, why not?
So if I had to guess, Superman is probably going to make about 600-ish worldwide, which
Superman.
Superman.
Yeah.
And it's only made 300?
No, 215.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
nothing this year has really had legs. I think I said that before and then got trailed off and got distracted.
By
looking at all of the... You got to understand, I'm looking at a lot
of
numbers.
I believe you.
Yeah, dude. We get distracted by a drop of a hat.
Yeah.
So, like, things that, like... Sinners was different. That started with promise and got more and more momentum as it went on. But, like... How to Train Your Dragon has like had a big opening. I know that it's a different audience. Had a massive opening and then has like hasn't even made 600 million yet either.
Yeah.
Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch, neither of them hit a billion, although it looks like Lilo and Stitch will next week maybe.
Madness.
It's $600 million.
True madness, dude.
It's $6 million away, not 600 million. If it was 600 million, it'd be fucked.
A lot of influx.
Yeah.
F1 had a massive opening and has only made 100 million since then.
Yeah, right. Well, for me at least, again,
Fantastic
such
Four
a very,
also comes out next week.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's such a very small kind of like, you know, subset of like what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the F1, it's people being like, it was good, but if you liked F1 or whatever, it's like, so like people being like, means I'm like, I'm not going to go watch it.
Mm. Yeah.
And again, got to imagine there's more people like me out there with like, we have a small child or we have children, I can't be bothered, or like, I will wait till streaming.
Yeah.
So F1 is I will wait till streaming eventually.
Mm.
Whereas like Superman, I was like, I want to go see that in the cinema. And Fantastic Four, I do want to go see that as well. But like, again, I really hope people go and see this film. And I hope it's going to be one of those ones where, it just kind of keeps picking up momentum.
Yeah,
and
me
I
too.
Really hope that people are like, this is good. We should go and support
more of this.
It's going to be a big year, 2026, because not only do you get Supergirl, Jackson, which you'll be excited for, you also get the Bone Temple.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I know. I'm excited for the Bone Temple. Yeah. And it infuriates you. My joy and whimsy drives you insane.
Yeah,
no,
man.
It's not joy and whimsy.
My beautiful, whimsical nature and love of bone churches drives you into a
fury. The world actually needs more people like you.
I know. I say that every fucking day.
Because
something we can agree on.
Some fucking sense talked on this podcast.
Because Danny Boyle has, they've filmed these back to back.
Yeah, good. So we're getting them.
Yeah, we're getting them, dude.
Yeah, yeah, but unfortunately, it's a trilogy, and they filmed the first two back to back.
Yeah, bro.
And 28 years, let me just look. Oh, no. It's
You just wait, dude.
If people get Bone Temple Fever, though, that's good for the general.
You get Bone Temple Fever, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you reckon you're going to see it?
Yeah.
It comes out in January when we're on holiday. Probably. Oh,
okay. Well, maybe I will.
Mm. No, but I mean,
it'll be hot. It'll be boiling.
I'll need to cool down with the Bone Temple.
The cinemas will be like beautifully air-conditioned.
Oh, nice and cool.
Maybe time to go see a Bone Temple.
Bone Temple, fourth movie in a series of films I've not seen any others in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, no. I'm just thinking because like if it came out, say, June next year, there's a chance we'd be like, hey, we're watching this for work.
Yeah.
This comes out while we're on holiday, so this would have to be a pure pleasure.
What else is coming out in January?
What date?
Yeah. 16th of Jan.
I'll be back. So, no, we could go see it.
Okay.
For work?
No. We'll go see it.
As friends.
Have you seen 28 Years Later?
No, when do I have a time to?
Yeah, we're not seeing 28 Years Later. We've seen The Bone Temple, okay. Brother. Pay attention.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. He's not going to go see 28 Years Later. No. I might watch it on a plane if they still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get to watch Bone Temple with some context. Or if I don't, I get to watch Bone Temple with my beautiful friend.
Yeah.
And we're both in the same boat.
Who needs context when we've got Bone Temple? Friendship
exactly,
and
dude.
Bone temples.
We're gonna sit there and we're gonna be like, guess what? We're gonna both buy a choc top. Oh, it's gonna be wonderful.
If there's a Bone Temple themed popcorn bucket, I will buy it, dude.
You know we're getting that.
It's like my old Thunderbolts popcorn bucket that I got here beside me.
I will. Mm. You're lucky we didn't go see Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Have you seen the popcorn buckets for that?
No.
They're crazy.
Is it like a big mouth?
It's a dinosaur. No, it's a head of a dinosaur. You have to reach around.
Whoa.
They're also very expensive.
Yeah.
So was the Thunderbolts. So,
yeah, dude.
The Jurassic Park one, I think, is $40. Yeah. Australian dollars.
God damn.
Yeah.
God damn.
But yeah, please go see Bone Temple because 28 years later it made $138 million
off
a $60 million budget.
That's pretty good.
Not if it's the start of a trilogy that you've already greenlit.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. I'll be seeing Bone Temple day one. You just wait, dude.
Dude, yeah, you camped out for Bone Temple.
Yeah, we camped out for Bone Temple wearing my homemade Bone Temple t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, I guess like what I'm trying to say is Superman, I mean, fingers crossed, everything's all chill.
Yeah.
But it's probably not in a great spot. Word of mouth might help it, but critic reviews are about the same as F1.
Yeah.
Like critics have been like, it's messy. Yeah. Because they're it a film critic and not a super, like, film critics who are writing this are film critics and they don't really care. It's just a comic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it feels like a comic. They're just like, yeah, it's a really dense, messy movie.
Yeah.
6 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's good.
Dense, dude, and it is messy, but yeah. I mean,
it kind of works for it all.
Yeah, that's what I love about it.
Yeah. It's good. You should see it if you like superhero stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you probably already are seeing it.
Yeah. Well, who can say that?
But if you've got a bonehead friend that's like, actually, Henry Cavill is... Henry Cavill also fucked an underage person.
Yeah, dude, Henry Cavill stinks. He's like one of the worst guys. Mm. Yeah, dude.
Anyway, so yeah... Pedo Superman's not my Superman.
Hot take, but I prefer when my Superman doesn't have any pedophile.
This is going to age really bad. David Corn Sweat, I need you to really stay on the straight and narrow, dude.
Please get into MILFs.
Yeah.
Like
go
please,
grandma's.
Bro.
Dude, go GILF mode if you have to.
Yeah.
Whatever keeps you out of trouble, man.
Whatever you do, just go GILF mode or MILF mode. For the love of God.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Henry Cavill's not a pedophile. He dated a 19-year-old, not a 17-year-old. When he was 32.
Okay.
Sick.
Nice and legal.
Nice and
I think they call that bail illegal, good stuff.
So I guess we retracted the prior statement after new information that it was not underage, just barely of age.
I still think
and you were 30. How old again?
32. And famous.
Yeah.
Cool.
I still think David Corn Sweat should fuck grandmas.
No one's disagreeing that, right?
Yeah, okay, good. Thank God.
Finally, a second good thing that's been said in the show.
Finally, we've done
and
two for two.
Let's not remember this awesome quote.
Let's
from
not
Henry
remember.
Cavill. Let's
okay.
not forget this awesome quote.
Maybe
from
I don't
want
to remember, but go on.
Let's not remember.
And I think this is a big takeaway for if you're like Henry Cavill's my Superman.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to, so this is talking about dating in the Me Too era.
Oh, yeah, this is one of my favorite Henry Cavill quotes.
It's very difficult to do that if there are certain rules in place, because then it's like, well, I don't want to go up and talk to her because I'm going to be called a rapist or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only if you, talking,
Because the trick
Cavill, what's your moves?
We've said this before, but the trick of Henry Cavill is that he's a horrible, toxic nerd. Mm. He just happens to be in the body of a handsome man. Mm-hmm. And so he gets away with a bunch of stuff that if he was not so handsome, I think he would really struggle to get away with. But it's also funny because I think the people who are like, Henry Cavill is my Superman, they don't give a shit. They agree with him.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You think the Snyderverse guys are like,
what?
Oh, actually, you know what? He's a little problematic. Yeah.
No, they're like, that's good.
They're like, yeah, he's right, dude. I can't even talk to a girl.
Yeah, dude. I have all these good boy tokens that I put in.
Yeah. I keep buying her shit.
So where's my titty at?
I haven't seen a single fucking nipple, dude.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
What the hell?
It's fucked up.
What's fucked up, man?
Yeah, I think I'd
get a nipple if I wasn't so short or my neck wasn't so fucked up.
Yeah,
or my
I think a woman should be wooed and chased.
It's so funny to do that during Me Too. Like fucking goes, read the room, man.
But then he goes, but maybe I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
You are, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah. And here's the follow-up. So you're like, so he said, I think a woman should be wooed and chased, but maybe I'm old-fashioned. Then he said the line that I've read before that ends with, I'm going to be called a rapist or something. And then he follows it up with this awesome quote. So you're like, forget it. I'm going to call an ex-girlfriend instead. And then just go back to a relationship, which never really worked.
Yeah. It's awesome,
brother,
dude.
What the fuck?
It's so funny that during Me Too, like during this gigantic movement where a bunch of like people who had horrible experiences in Hollywood were coming forward, Henry Cavill's like, dude, fuck those bitches. Like, that's basically what he said. Oh, he sucks, man.
He's
a stinky loser.
I can't even talk to someone without being accused of being a... What are you saying?
What are you doing, Henry?
What are you
Henry?
Doing if that's your assumption?
Yeah, and Henry Cavill, one interviewed about his role in the Tudors, and he's talking about a sex scene he had to do.
Yeah.
Which presumably should have had an intimacy coordinator, but based on this statement, doesn't feel like it does. I had a girl on top of me. She had spectacular breasts, and I hadn't rearranged my stuff into a harmless position. She's basically rubbing herself all over me, and I got a bit hard.
Yeah, dude.
Like...
Mm. Well, he was like the most handsome man in Hollywood, probably like voted or some shit. Mm. His ego was riding high. Everybody wanted to fuck Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
I don't know why, dude. I want to fuck it. Karn Sweat, he has a kind of Brendan Fraser good looks, which I really like.
Yeah,
you know?
I was he's more handsome as Clark Kent than he was Superman.
Oh, big time. He was very attractive as Clark Kent.
How I was feeling.
I agree.
I think it was his beautiful, like maybe it was the curly hair. Yeah. I don't know.
I like when he was sitting on the porch. Chatting with his dad, yeah, looking all kind of like bedraggled and barefoot. Hubba hubba, dude.
I like that scene. When he's at his most vulnerable and he's having an emotional moment, you're just sitting in the cinema jacking your dick off.
Dude.
You're just like Henry Cavill.
Don't look at this. Kid, I am a freak, but I'm not that kind of freak.
Go get
your parents and tell them I'm doing this and that's why you left.
Exactly. I'm a regular kind of pervert.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. I'm not like that. All right.
But I really like that scene where he's like barefoot, feet on the ground, like he's like, oh yeah, I need to ground myself.
It was great.
Back to my roots and it's just nice seeing a film with themes and symbology and metaphors.
Visual identity.
And
intentional
and
choices.
Like all these things playing
lighting.
Out.
Lighting, yeah.
There's lighting.
Yeah.
It's just nice. And like comedy that is... fits the world that it's in.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
not
quipping to me.
You know, I went on TikTok after I came home from seeing Superman, and the first video I saw was a guy on TikTok being like, here's the worst scene in cinema history, and it was the final fight from Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe the world's healing.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Comparatively.
He was just like, this scene...
It's horrendous.
It sucks.
It's so bad.
Every single choice they're making in it is so lazy.
Yeah.
None of it matters. There's no stakes.
Yeah.
Everyone's immortal in it. So none of this is just like, it's just like The camera choices aren't interesting. There's no lighting. Mm-hmm. Everything's flat. The song doesn't relate to the scene.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And he was just basically like, you're all fucking idiots for eating this shit up.
Yeah.
Maybe and then, the world is healing a little bit.
And then we gotta hope, like, dude. That's just Deadpool. And he's like, Deadpool 1 compared to this is a masterpiece.
Yeah, bro. It's true, man.
Speaking of Deadpool news, are you very happy, JD, that they're doing like a VR Deadpool game or whatever?
Whoa. Yeah, that's awesome,
It's going to be voiced not by Ryan Reynolds, but by Neil Patrick Harris.
Another wonderful man who's not at all problematic.
Yeah. It's really good stuff, dude. Yeah. What are our final thoughts on? Let's give closing statements because we got emails to get to, boys.
Oh, you're right. Great film. Had a blast with it. Yeah, it's like maybe a little bit overstuffed and maybe like it's very dense, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, I ate good.
Yeah.
The complaints that I have about it are so minor that I'm like, yeah, they're just there because, like, I guess you have to talk about it. If it wasn't for the fact I did the show, I'd be like, it's a fantastic movie. There's a minor couple here problems, but honestly, they're nothing. It's a fantastic film. Standout performances are like, yeah, Mr. Terrific. Mm-hmm. And weirdly, like, Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. Like, and I loved how much, yeah, he just fucking hated Superman.
Him. That's great.
Yeah, great performances all around. Had such a blast with it. Like, there's so much in this film that I'm like, oh, yeah, shit. And, like, yeah, Metamorpho. Mm. I'm like, oh, yeah, he was fucking great, too.
He was fantastic.
I love that he's just like, shut the fuck up, Clark. Yeah. They're going to kill Superman. They're going to kill my baby. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love that he's like, well, I guess I can make a son.
Yeah.
That was great. I like that, you know, Superman can't be in two places at once, but, well, he called in a favor.
Well, absolutely. That's great. And it's, you know, that's such an important... Like, when I was watching that, I was like, oh, they're going to call in Superman. But it's like, no, Superman inspires people. That's the whole fucking Superman thing, baby.
Yeah.
The Justice Gang wouldn't have gone, but they see, oh, people care about Superman. He does the right thing. So I guess I should, too. And, you know, what a fucking relevant message.
Exactly. And again, I like the banter between even the minor characters, like Clark's coworker, and when he's on his phone to his parents being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That was great, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, great film. 10 out of 10. Go watch it. Good times.
Yeah, I agree. You should go see it. It's good. It's a breath of fresh air to the
fixed superhero
extremely
movies.
Stale room that is superhero movies. I think when we
this
watch...
This feels like the other side of the coin to, like, Thor Ragnarok, which also felt like a breath of fresh air at the moment.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then that air turned, you were like, oh, fresh air. And then you peeked behind the curtain and actually that air was coming from an arse.
Yeah, it was
fart. You were huffing farts.
Oh, they just shoved, like... fresh flowers into their asshole and
farted through the flowers.
I got the flowers and now, oh, it's getting, oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think when we watch Fantastic Four, we're going to be like, wow, what a flat, heartless movie. Like, I like legitimately think this movie has wrecked the Fantastic Four for us.
Interesting.
Maybe that's even a swing for the fence.
Yeah.
Like, when we watch Fantastic Four, we're going to be like, this sucks because... it will be like, even the good bits will not be outweighed by the marvelness of it.
Well, the highs of this are going to be definitely higher than Fantastic Four because they're
like, intentional.
And Superman just has stuff to say, which makes a movie feel more fulfilling.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four is not going to say anything.
No.
Yeah. Fantastic Four is like, damn.
Yeah, right.
Those motherfuckers shouldn't have gone to space.
Again, this film feels like it was directed... by a guy because there's like a lot of their personal touch to it.
Yeah.
Like it feels like they, you know, again, you talk about the auteur and like, you know, what they want. This film felt like it was directed by a guy. Whereas a lot of the other Marvel stuff, some of that stuff, I'm like,
yeah, dude.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you who directed it because this was paint by numbers.
Absolutely.
But look, I still hold out hope for Fantastic Four.
Well, hey, maybe it'll be awesome. I don't know. But that's my feeling.
Yeah.
Watching this, I'm like, I want to say again, not every bit of this movie was good for me. There were plenty of moments where I was like, well.
We should put down the dog.
Yeah. We should kill everyone involved. Yeah. You know, plenty of moments where I whispered that to the child next to me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I did like the reveal that the dog was like, Supergirl.
Yeah, I thought
that you were meant to know that, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe it's just because I knew that Crypto was.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cursed with knowledge.
I quite like that. You're like, makes sense.
Yeah.
She's sloppy.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that part, but it was more like I was like, oh, yeah, Crypto's Supergirl's dog.
That's funny because in my head, Crypto's Superman's dog in the comics and Comet the Wonder Horse is Supergirl's pet, who's a man who's in love with her. I hope that's in the next movie.
Yeah,
I wonder if
talk about cucked, dude.
Yeah,
that horse just pines. That's all it does. They give a horse angst.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is really cool.
Supergirl is Australian.
Yeah.
She's from Sydney. We've been there.
Whoa, we have been to very Chicago. Interesting.
And yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
And did you ever watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel? It feels like for some reason a show you would have seen.
What the fuck? I saw like a clip from it once.
Because that's Lois Lane.
Yeah, I see. Very cool.
See, there was a connection. I wasn't just remembering a show that old women watch.
Okay. That is a show for old women. I appreciate that you would think that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I like Miss Marple and stuff. Mm. That's a show for old women.
Maybe that's
and Golden Girls.
I wonder if it's...
Thank you for being a friend.
Okay, so you can see why.
Travel down the road and back again.
And also because you'd like Miss Marple and Miss...
My heart is true. You're a friend and a confidant. Anyway.
Who's your favorite golden girl? Okay, name a golden girl. yeah, fake fan. I thought.
It's on the edge of my vision.
Tip of your tongue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to the bsboyspod@gmo.com inbox and answer some questions.
Mm. And while you look for an email, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to my Dusha Plus subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan, Madeline, Josh, Rich, Tyranny, Fahad, and JD. You've all signed up to Dusha Plus. And as promised, I did this.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
Except for two donations where I went, oh, shit. So thank you so much. As also promised, you get nothing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you're getting something beyond. You got your name with
you. You got your name. Okay, that's huge.
That's honestly more than you should have got.
Yeah, because remember, honestly more than you deserve.
Yeah. The promise was nothing.
Yeah.
You give me money, nothing. I get to pay rent that's gone up, which is exciting.
Exactly. Well, that's
and
nice
get,
for you.
You get nothing.
Yeah. That's great, dude. Yeah. What a perfect
and if
system.
I wanted to remember to sign up for Dusha Plus, I have to go to twitch.tv/DushaForever.
Dusha Forever, excuse me. And then I need to give $100.
Yeah. $100 USD, or like, well, euro.
I can check the conversion rates.
Yeah, whatever's worth the most. Or maybe like $1,000. Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
It's in your balls and your court, and your reward is absolutely nothing.
And you just know that when you've sent me money, I go, wow.
Yeah.
Depending on what's going on and how much it is.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a range of different reactions and you can have.
I believe that people have left messages through that donation link, which appears on my Twitch. I'm not logged into Twitch anywhere, so I will get those messages at some point in the future.
Yeah. But you're not getting them the moment they're set. You're just, it'll be a beautiful thing
I'll
to
like,
look
what,
back
what
on.
What are these people saying?
At the hundreds of messages you're about to receive.
And of course, if you want to make that a monthly subscription, you just go to your phone or something.
Do
and
it
just,
once a month.
And set, just a little set, reminder. Set a little reminder, a little thing on your calendar.
Oh,
be
that's
like,
right,
oh,
that's right. I got to pay my subscription to Dusha Plus.
Yeah, I get nothing, and he gets to cover some of his 20% rent increase.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And if you want me to slop around on your wife?
Email the show.
Email the show.
Jackson, please.
Swap up my beautiful wife.
She's so beautiful and would love a man to not be able to find the hole.
Yeah.
And of course, there is the baseless.
Baseless Plus.
I guess you can do that.
Sign up to that, you get a bonus episode when I watch a movie and you get this ad free.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, whatever, dude.
Finally get Jackson's opinion on Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, dude.
You can watch that, right? Like, for the next one we'll
so this first email
smart.
Is anonymous.
Okay.
And they say, the heading of it is, "You're wrong, Jura 2 rocked."
Oh, yeah,
Mr. Joel Zammit, you are wrong about Jura 2.
I just don't think I am.
It's a fucking awesome movie.
You're fucked in
the head. 2 hours of a horrible little coward trying to weasel his way out of responsibility and rejecting every way out or chance of redemption he is offered until finally the walls close in on him. Some real good bleak shit. More movies should be made by 93-year-olds. From Anonymous. And I want to say as well, this is not the only email we got coming out defending Jura 2.
I knew this was going to happen.
I will die on this hill that it's a crap film. It's terrible. You talk about like super bad, like very optimistic, very hopeful, very like something that, you know, oh, it's really nice. It's like it's a breath of fresh air because it is so beautifully optimistic. And everyone's like, yeah, you know what? This is nice. Yeah. Bleak as shit, Jura number 2. Dog shit film.
Yeah.
Please, love of God. Just watch 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, dude.
Watch 12 Angry Men first.
Watch then 12 Monkeys, dude.
Also watch 12
Monkeys.
Monkeys
where Bruce Willis spits heaps.
But yeah, watch,
Did he go through time?
Yeah, and it makes him spit.
Yeah,
makes
man.
Him spit.
He gets the wettest mouth.
Oh,
he should have called that movie Bruce Willis's Wet Mouth.
Yeah,
12 what? Spits?
Yeah. 12 Angry Spits.
12 Angry Men first, and then revisit Jura number 2.
Well, there you go. Hey, keep your Jura number 2 reviews coming.
Yeah.
This is another email from a coward. Well, they are a coward, but they also give their name, Richard. So, yeah, good stuff. I'll read it in full. Hi, boys. Just wanted to let you know that there's a movie called John and the Hole. It's not very good, but I think the title is very funny, and you should be aware of it.
John and
I am a coward, but my name is Richard, so there you go. Okay. P.S. 28 years later was a romp, but a sad one, and then it went crazy. I think that's a really good review of that movie.
It does allegedly go crazy.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
A sad romp.
Oh, no, you might watch
it. I might watch it.
Yeah. Do you believe that it's possible to have a sad romp? Is a sad romp, can we live that life?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think that if a movie's a romp and it ends up being a sad romp,
yeah,
that it has to be a romp and then there's a turn.
I don't think that... The romp can't be sad, but a romp can lead into sadness. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like if Danny Ocean found out he had prostate cancer.
Yeah. Mm. And the back half of the movie was just him dealing with
that.
Yeah,
pissing wrong.
Yeah.
And dying.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Like, this was a sad romp.
Yeah.
John and the Hall stars Michael C. Hall. Oh, throwback to this episode.
Yeah.
The episode we're currently doing.
Okay.
Wow. It made $26,000 at the box office.
Oh, nice, dude. One more email. This is from Harry. Hi, this Wikipedia page made me think of you and think you would enjoy it if you've not read before. It's the evolution of human intelligence. That's the...
We haven't read before, so thank you.
Thanks. And then they say, this is a question. Which movie do you think early ape men would have enjoyed the most? Thanks, Harry.
Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas. And then they would have yearned for the casino.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
It's an obvious choice, but Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they would have probably liked that. Actually, no, wait. I think I might know this answer.
Okay. I don't know if it's a question with a real answer, but...
So I do know that with apes at the zoo.
They love Robin Williams.
Well, no. They love... If they watch movies, they really love movies with, them in it.
That's true. Okay.
So if they can see themselves, they'll hoot and holler because they're like, monkey see monkey. They love it.
Okay. Monkey see monkey scream.
Yeah. So I guess so it's like anything that resembles...
Early man. They would have loved to see it.
Love to see it.
Yeah,
so
okay.
There was more of a factually correct Encino
Man. Like a documentary? Oh!
I think they would have really
frothed. Do you reckon they'll just like Encino Man?
I reckon.
Well, what's interesting is that early man is still man.
Yeah.
Like, it's just us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
So most movies
have hairier?
It depends what he means by early man. But, we were cavemen and still Homo sapiens. So it would just be like... Any movie that's good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Minions?
No, that has other things.
Yeah, Minions might be scary, I think, for
early
man.
They'll think that's the new plague or something.
Yeah.
Is it year one or something?
Oh, yeah. They love year one, dude.
Yeah.
Year one's crazy because they start out as cavemen, but then the Bible happens.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, dude? That doesn't make sense.
Like the old National Lampoon's films, because they get to see some titties.
Yes. Oh, yeah, pornos.
Yeah.
Dude, early man would love a little cheeky pornography.
You got to wrap it up in a little bit of, an entertainment. So it's not just smart.
Pirates. Mm.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect movie for early man. Well, hey, if you've got any pornography to recommend to cavemen, please email bsboyspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We would love to hear your ideas.
Mm.
And if you've got any opinions on the Superman movie, hey, send them our way too.
Yeah.
Remember to subscribe to Baseless Speculation Plus.
But more importantly...
Dusha Plus, dude.
Baseless Speculation. You get stuff. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Dusha Plus. Choose your own price. You get nothing.
Exactly.
Which way,
Western man?
Yeah.
You know?
It's been the end of financial year here, so that I'm safe from having to declare Dusha Plus to the tax man.
That's true.
For 11 months.
Yeah. It's the perfect system.
I think so.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
And I've been Joel Dusha. Let us know who would win in a fight, Henry Cavill or Superman.
And we've been the BS boys.
Good stuff. I'm gonna piss.
Yeah.